man. Good morning, Arizona. Getting easier to get up early now that it's a little light. Kind of hard when 7 o'clock is still dark, you know? Looks like we're going to have a beautiful morning this morning. Another beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, y'all. Come on into my house. It's Rosie on the house. Fabulous week. Kind of all ended and started on the Dolly Steamboat ship last Saturday night on Canyon Lake. Man, that was a hoot. Full boat. We sold it out.
With off Arizona, or Rosie friends, that was fun.
Romy, so what is a full boat? Is that 20 people? Is that 50 people?
No,
I think
it was about 120 or
130. Holy, yeah. Wow. But what kind of, this isn't a boat. This is a yacht.
It's a big steamboat. You go on dollysteamboat.com and you can see it. It's a paddle wheel style boat.
Nice.
But Romy, we're going to have to go do a little engineering on the Dolly Steamboat for Dr. Sky.
Okay.
We need to make a rollback roof. It just rolls back. So
oh, there was no patio roof.
Well, there is a patio that was roofless, but all 130 people couldn't sit
fit
on that patio.
Might have been an issue.
So that was the VIP section.
So there were people out on the front bow, and there were people up on the back top tier.
And on this, all along the staircases.
All along the stairwell, and then a lot of people just hanging their heads out the windows.
And looking backwards.
And we saw bighorn sheep. We saw two spectacular displays of bald eagles on some nests. It was just absolutely fabulous. And then Dr. Sky kept us entertained for an hour and a half on everything that was going on up in the stars.
Romy, he had lasers so powerful they had to be licensed. And he was very, very careful with them. But, I mean,
they reached 20 miles in the air.
That thing was
amazing.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to play with that around Luke Air Force Base. Blown up. What
had a blast.
What did you learn? Do you have one standout thing that you learned about sky or stars or a constellation?
We were supposed to catch a satellite that was due to traverse the sky as we were coming back to dock, but it was either running late or we missed it. But the stars he was talking about and how far they were. I mean, it's just mind blowing.
It's just a reminder of how small we are, you know. And I was listening to Dr. Sky, but I was mostly thinking, I can't believe, you know, when you live in the city, you just forget
how many stars are there.
And it comes so close to you. And the canyon itself is just amazing. Just that the colors at sunset, the plants, the animals.
We'll do it again.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to do, though? I'd like to schedule it as a family tour. We did have a couple families and one sweet little mama with her three kids. But what a great learning experience for a kid.
Yes.
And they were so good. They really were.
They were very good. So, boy, the week kind of started with that. I ended up spending a couple days down in Green Valley. Had a lot of fun down there with the Green Valley Sorita Home and Garden Show that we were at the other day. But the reason this week was so spectacular is because of my middle daughter, Katie Stumbo.
Oh, yeah?
She found, after I've been looking for 20 years, she found...
OJ's knife?
Whole buttermilk.
Oh, whole buttermilk.
Whole buttermilk. I don't have to make my own anymore. I'm mixing the fat-free buttermilk with the whole milk and all of that business. She brought me a bottle of whole buttermilk. And I'm going to publish my buttermilk biscuit recipes on the website. And it is going to create a storm of demand that grocery stores start putting whole buttermilk back on the shelves.
She found that at Sing Farm. At the local market on Saturday mornings.
Oh, man. Hey, last week we were doing a highlight.
Do you know, Red, what buttermilk is?
Nope.
Okay, don't.
Nope.
Live in your bliss.
Okay. All right. I love it. I don't know when I got addicted to it, but man, whole buttermilk. Oh, it's magical. And it does make the best biscuits on the planet.
Yes. Yes,
hey,
it
we
does.
Covered Gila County last week. We're actually doing a highlight on Gila County the whole month of March. And last Saturday, we kind of focused on the capital of Gila County.
The Globe
and the Miami.
We were with Boyce Thompson, which isn't, I think that's out of Gila County, but we were staying.
You're right on the
border. As soon as you leave Superior and you start going up Queen Creek, towards Globe. There's a sign right there, welcome to Gila County. But we were staying in Globe because we were at Boyce Thompson Arboretum for the tree climbing contest. And it's a seat, the Capitol seat, the courthouse. A lot of people asking about it. Knopsford Hill Inn. Like, what's that old historic hotel? Well, it's not. It's a historic schoolhouse that was turned into a bed and breakfast. But Knopsford Hill Inn, it's on the archive page. Wonderful time in Globe.
Yeah, and we got a lot of feedback. But let me go back to the Sky Tour. We had a ton of questions about the apps that you can download for your phone. One of the apps is called Sky View, and I think it's free.
They're both free. I downloaded them both.
Okay. And it orientates you. You have to have your GPS turned on in the phone. It orientates where you are on the planet. And then you fire up Skyview at night, and you point it up to the area of the sky you're observing, and all the constellations are shown right there on your screen. You can see exactly what you're looking at, this star by star, constellation by constellation. Skyview, awesome app. The other one is Planets. And that one is just cool just to sit and watch and play with. I mean, it shows you the revolving planets up close at various angles.
You can even see the dark side of the moon.
You can even see the dark side of the moon. So those two apps got a lot of feedback from the show last week. Okay, so back to Gila County. We covered the southern part of Gila County last week. We'd like to move a little bit farther north in the area. I think many of you may know better. I think people spend more time traveling to and from Payson. I think a lot of people spend a lot of time travel through Globe, but a lot of people travel to and from the Payson area. So in light of my love of history, we started doing a little search of what could we be talking about that could be very interesting in that particular area. And we found Sandy Carson, president of the Northern Arizona Gila County Historical Society. And we'd like to bring Sandy in and visit with her for your benefit, you, the Arizona homeowners. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Rosie.
Hey, thanks a million for carving time out of your Saturday morning.
No problem.
All right. So the whole Payson area, as I remember my history, I think Payson was founded as Green Valley or Grass Valley back in the 1880s.
The first name actually was Union City.
Union
and then
City.
It was Green Valley.
And then Green Valley. Okay.
And wasn't City a stretch?
Yeah.
And yes, Payson. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but Payson is the name of some Midwest politician, isn't it?
Yes, he was a representative from Illinois in Congress, and he happened to be on the post office committee. And so somebody apparently knew him, and so that's how Payson got a post office, and that's why they named it Payson.
And Prescott's named after some college professor on the East Coast, so go figure all that out.
Yeah.
It was whoever was brave enough to be out in the Wild West, I guess. Huh?
Well, Sandy, as president of Northern Arizona Gila County Historical Society, I mean, we can track habitation of this part of Gila County pretty far back.
Yes, we can.
I mean, it goes back 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 5,000 years?
Some archaeologists will say 11,000 years. Clovis points have been found in the vicinity. Back here in this area here, the oldest site that is still exists that you can see is dated about 800 AD. But there were certainly people before here that left their remains and artifacts, not their houses, though.
And where do those people come? Where did they come from, Sandy?
Well, those original people came out of, drifted down from the north after coming across the Bering Land Bridge. And came in here. Some of the other people came, had already gone east, but had come back later in time. And we're talking the 1200s and things like that.
Well, like everybody knows, that Payson area is a pretty comfortable place year-round. It's very, very livable and survivable, that's for sure.
Can I ask, too?
That's exactly.
You had said the one that we could see is from 800. Which one is that?
Well, it's called Scorpion Rock. It's not easily accessible.
Okay.
But there are a couple that are. Like Shoefly is just right up there on Houston Mesa. It's right off a paved road.
Right, and it is the one that has been entirely excavated back in the 1970s, so they have a pretty clear idea of what a village looked like, and there's good signage out there on in Shufly Village as well, so people can get a really good idea of what people, how they were living, and also they had a great view of the rim.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were view lots for sure.
Now, yeah, they were.
There were the Anasazi, there were the Hohokam, there were the Sanaguas, there were the, I think it's pronounced Salados, and then the Mogyas.
Yes.
I mean, it was kind of like a melting pot, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's out in Shufly, they found three different ways to build corners with rock, which kind of tells them that there were seemed to have been three different types, three different cultures living there. So, yes, it was definitely a melting pot.
And you mentioned to me that it was there was a lot more water, of course, and it was a grassland area.
Correct. Yes, there were antelope here at that time, and in fact, the grass and water held up until well into the 1800s. So, yes, good place to live.
Well, and the great thing about Payson right now is, I mean, it's so surrounded by Tonto National Forest. I mean, any direction you want to go, you've got trails, you've got hiking, you've got fishing, you've got bird watching. I tell you, I stumbled on PaysonRimCountry.com. In doing research for this show, that is an awesome website. It goes into Western heritage and famous cowboys and folks that settled the community. Arizona, Charlie Meadows, John Collins, Chilson, and of course the Klein family. I mean, they've got all their biographies right up here on the website. It's awesome.
Yes, they've done a great job with that website.
You know, one of the things Jennifer and I love about Payson is that Payson Area Trails System. We trailer our horses up there and ride those trails that surrounds Payson a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome, awesome outdoor activity. We're going to take a short break and come back. We want to talk about some of the things that are coming up in Payson that everybody might want to know about. We'll be back with Sandy Carson, president of Northern Arizona Gila County Historical Society of the Rim Country Museum. You know it. It's the Green Valley Park right there in town where Zane Gray's cabin is.